We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Quite a game for you and your home opener, a 35-28 win over St. Francis on Saturday. Give me your impressions on that win.
Oh, well, it was good to get a win at home. I thought the student turnout was, considering the last couple of years, close to amazing. And it's really impressive how long they stayed, considering we barely showed up and played football in the first half against a very, very good St. Francis football team.
You guys down 28-10 shortly before halftime, and really go 25-0 from there on out. What was the biggest change?
We decided to execute and play hard. It was very, very simple. Defensively, we did not show up in the first half at all. And we were completely going through the motions, and offensively, we probably did maybe a quarter better than that. But we played very hard in the second half. We played well. We played together. We played the way we're supposed to be. And if we can play four quarters of football like that, we'll be a good football team.
Talked to a couple of the coaches this morning about when you play those FBS openers and all that goes into that, and then having to come back the next week and get back up, even for a home game, how difficult is that as a coach?
It's difficult, especially when you travel. And, the place where we played, it was hot and humid, and the weather didn't hold up much for us along the week. So our kids were a little more drained than usual. And St. Francis is an extremely physical football team. Took us a little while to get our feet underneath of us, but was pleased how we responded in the end.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for Coach Ambrose this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Start talking about, a little bit about your offense. Christian Summers, the CA Offensive Player of the Week, 6 catches, 232 yards, including a 94-yarder to tie the game and then an unbelievable catch to win it. Talk about his performance on Saturday.
Well, this is something that we thought that Christian was eventually going to get to once he got a command of the offense and feels real comfortable out there. And while his stats are good, he's somewhere on campus in a class probably beating himself in the head, because if he wouldn't have dropped three wide-open balls, he'd probably broke a couple more records. So, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think we did a good job putting him in positions to be successful. And, it's just a matter of what you want to commit to. They wanted to sell out and put everybody in the box for the run game and one guy let Darius Victor beat him. And we got some threats on the perimeter to make him pay.
Got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Kayla.
Mike Klinkerman of Baltimore Sun.
Coach, how's Morgan Mihalik?
He's doing well. He's got a beat-up shoulder a little bit. He's in rehab, and we got two more x-rays and MRIs to read today.
What was the injury, or do you know yet?
It's a shoulder injury. It's not separated. The details of it, I'm not going to know until they get that second MRI. The first one didn't come out right.
Okay, so we don't know. I mean, is he definitely out for this week or not?
I'd say he's probably out for this week, but I'll know more later today. I'm not trying to be coy, I don't have it yet.
You know now that you have depth at quarterback.
Oh, we knew he had depth at quarterback to begin with. We talk about this all the time, that it doesn't matter if you're not the starter, that you have to prepare every day like you are the starter, because you never know when your number is going to get called. And it's an intense position that takes a pounding, takes a beating, and you got to be tough to play it, and you got to be really tough mentally to prepare like a starter as the backup. And I give Ellis and my brother a lot of credit that's exactly what they did. Ellis prepared like a starter, like he's supposed to. And, I could go back to, like I said, about Connor Frazier, that Connor Frazier got beat out by Peter Athens and was the backup quarterback for most of the season. Peter goes out in the semifinal game, and Connor plays the whole second half and leads us on a fourth-quarter drive so we can go to the national championship. So, the depth and the quality of your depth, especially in at this level with 63 scholarships, the quality of your depth is probably going to determine how good you can be throughout the season. And, we knew we had two good ones, and to be honest, I think we got three good ones, and the guy who's playing third, he prepares like a starter too.
Mm. Was there anything that really surprised you about Ellis's play?
No, not really. I mean, he did some really good stuff that we knew he would do. He did some really dumb stuff that we had an idea he would do. And, as coaches, it's our job to keep them, away from situations to make dumb decisions. And Ellis really did. He really limited his mistakes. And for, you know, it's not his first start, but his first serious amount of playing time at that position. I was pleased.
Okay. Last year, you returned two interceptions for touchdowns against this same quarterback last year. Deja vu?
Oh, well, sure. Can you guarantee that? I'll take that. I'll take 14 free points anytime. Look, you know, having to defend John for so many years and him being such an amazing ball player, Zach coming in and definitely in the mold of him, he's a dangerous dual threat kid. And the more he plays, the better he's going to get. And it's Villanova. they just change names and numbers, but the positions stay the same. They're all really good, and we're going to have our hands full.
It looks like they're, you know, for once you're facing more of a running team than a passing team.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, they could say that they John would drop back to pass, and if he didn't like what he found, he'd have a ridiculous amount of running stats. So they play with 11 guys on offense. The quarterback's just not a true passer. They're always playing with 11 and incredibly hard to defend, incredibly dynamic and intelligent strategically. And, you won't hear anything from my defensive guys for a while. They're locked in a room, you know, tearing their hair out already.
One more question about Christian. Were you looking at him in high school before he went to Valley Forge, or not?
Oh, we were. Yes. Oh, yeah. We definitely were. And when he went to Valley Forge and kind of kept that relationship going, that's the reason we had a chance to get him.
Could he have come to Towson as a freshman, or was it his choice to go to Valley Forge?
Yeah. It had to do with his qualification statuses coming out of high school.
All right. Well, I'm sure he was watching the Arizona game last night to watch Fitzgerald, who went there too.
I'm sure.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Terry Tuohy of Deco Times.
Hey, Coach. How are you this morning?
Doing well, Terry. How are you?
Good. I want to talk to you a little bit more about Christian. He's a local kid from Bonner here. Talk a little bit about his development and, you know, how he has improved in the time he's been down with you guys at Towson.
He's an incredibly hard worker. And that's the first thing that comes to mind. And he loves football. He doesn't like football. He loves football. Like, I'm going to feel he's going to need some therapy for the day that he stops playing football, because it's part of his DNA. And if you combine hard work and a love of the game, the odds are, no matter who you are, that if you work as hard as he does and you love the game as much as he does, that eventually you're going to be a very, very good football player. And that's what he is.
You know, you said, I think, in August, you know, one of his drawbacks is he tends to linger on plays where he doesn't make a catch or something like that. Has he gotten better at that, putting that behind him and moving on to the next play?
So much better. And it comes with maturity. With maturity and experience comes confidence. And, you know, you're going to make a mistake, and you realize that that's not the last play you're ever going to play. And that you don't have to do anything great the next play. You just have to go do your job. And we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. I make them all the time. But if you linger on your mistakes, you're bound to make more. Spend all your time looking in the rearview mirror, most likely you're going to crash into something in front of you. So he's gotten so much better. And the telling was Saturday. Yeah, he dropped another 30, 40, 50-yard ball that was probably either a touchdown or almost a touchdown. And he turns around and finishes the game the way he did. You know, he recovered. He's growing up. He's fun to coach.
Thanks very much, Coach.
Thank you.
We talked a lot about the offense, but before I let you go, talk a little bit about the defense specifically. Monty Fenner, 7 tackles, 2 forced fumbles in the game, and then maybe, like I said, just what you guys did differently or what your guys did in the second half.
What we did differently in the second half? We played defense. We executed. It was a great idea. We talked about it in the first half, but we actually did it in the second half. And we played with our passion and our energy the way we usually play. And it took a while to wake him up and get things moving, but Monty has grown game by game, week by week, year by year. And he's really coming into his own back there, taking control of the secondary, becoming a good communicator, which is key, and being the quarterback of the defense on the back end. And while he's making strides, he's not where he needs to be, but he's certainly moving in that direction.
All right, Rob, congratulations again on the win, and thanks for taking time here this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.